case you've ever wondered, I think Bigfoot is real, and he will be discovered one day. He may even be a remnant of the Nephilim. And while we're not talking about Bigfoot today, we are talking about unsolved mysteries. We're Cornerstone Bible Church, Bible-based, gospel-centered, discipleship-focused for the glory of God. Go, Bigfoot, go! Hey, welcome to the podcast. Today, we are talking about mysteries in the Bible, of which there are many. Mysteries of God's sovereignty and the will of man, mysteries of the incarnation, of eternity, mysteries of the elect. There is a lot of mystery in Scripture. But being human beings, we tend to not like mysteries very much, at least ones we can't solve. And so we do our best to figure them out. We go looking for Bigfoot. It's part of our nature. It's part of how we learn. It's a good thing. A lot of mysteries in Scripture are meant to be solved. Proverbs 25 verse 2 says that to search out a matter is the glory of kings. So God has given some mysteries to be solved. But the first part of that verse says that it is to the glory of God to conceal a matter. Or from Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever. So some mysteries are meant to be solved, and others are meant to not be solved. And so today I want to talk about two things: the purpose of unsolvable mysteries and how to tell which ones are unsolvable, which ones we should leave alone. So, first of all, unsolvable mysteries. What's the point of that? Why do we have these in the Bible in the first place? Couldn't God have just given us the answers and be done with it? Imagine how much time has been wasted over the centuries trying to figure out things that turn out to be unfigure-outable. Countless hours, endless debates. What's the point of enduring mystery? And I'm going to suggest three ways that biblical mysteries are actually good for us. And not just good, but they make us better men. They make us better women than any who walk on the earth. Seriously. So, first of all, biblical mysteries test our faith. When you come up against a mystery in the Bible, how do you respond? The way you respond reveals your heart. Do you accept the Word as authoritative in your life? Do we have the posture that when something doesn't make sense, the problem is not with God or with the Bible. The problem is with me and my limitedness, my finiteness. Am I walking by faith in God, or do I only concede the point if I fully understand it to my criteria? Mystery reveals pride and stubbornness in our hearts very quickly. Sometimes we find that our faith is really no faith at all, and we need to repent. Mysteries are good for the soul, for the Bible says that the righteous live by faith. We need the pressure. We need the pressure of mystery to expose what we are trusting in. Do we trust in the wisdom of man, or what the Bible calls the foolishness of God? If you cannot submit to biblical mystery, beware lest your lack of faith and your pride of reason be exposed. The second reason that mysteries are good for us is that they heighten our concept of God. God is beyond us. He's never going to be fully understood. If we understood God completely, then He wouldn't be God, or we would be. Man does not have the capacity to understand God fully, and the very fact of mystery in our faith should be a source of comfort to us. That is as it should be. That's what we would expect from an infinite God. We need to remember who He is and who we are. And third, the mysteries of our faith give us power. They give us power to live in ways that mankind would never dream of. Now, what do I mean by that? Consider this. What if you knew that there was nothing after death? There was no God. That you could get away with doing whatever you wanted. There were no consequences to anything. How would you live your life? Well, you would live it very much like the world does, because that is what they believe. But we know that is not true. We know that by faith. We know by faith that a man has an eternal soul, that we will be judged, that hell is real, there is life after death. Now, there's mystery in all of those things, to be sure, mystery that requires faith. But they make us live our lives in a totally different way, doing things that completely confuse the world, sacrificing ourselves for a greater cause. Mystery makes us reach for true greatness, greatness that the world doesn't even begin to understand. Don't throw away that gift by attempting to reduce a mystery to a formula. We can become reverse alchemists, turning gold back into coal. Don't do it. In our desire for knowledge, we try to fill the gaps with all kinds of theories. We need to understand that mysteries in the Bible are biblical mysteries. They're a gift. Some of them are to be searched out, absolutely. But others are a gift in and of themselves. Let's not be too hasty to get rid of this gift from God. When our faith rests on the wisdom of man instead of the foolishness of God, we lay a trap for ourselves. We begin to trade the truth for a lie because we have a lust for knowledge and we hate the humility that mystery brings. So, the question then is, how can we know which mysteries to leave alone? I said some are meant to be solved and some are meant to be left alone. How do we know? I propose one simple test. Do not go beyond what is written. When our answers to the mysteries of the Bible cause us to go outside the explicit teaching or the necessary inference of the Bible, we're going too far. That's how we know. Things can be inferred from the Bible. That is true. But nothing can be added. Adding things to the Scripture makes us see what has been written differently, because the lens with which we see it has changed. It's no longer the Bible that has authority, or it's no longer the Bible that provides its own lens with which to see the world, but rather we have exchanged that for our own extra-biblical theories, and it's through our theories that we begin to interpret the Bible. It's when we start to add that we know we have overstepped. That's how we know. There are many things that we are to search out, many mysteries to be solved. God has laid it out in His Word, and we are to go after it, to study it, think on it, meditate on it, wrestle with it, and learn. Most of the mysteries you find in the Bible are to be solved. We need to pursue these things with passion and rigor out of our love for God and His Word. Dig in and dig deep. But there are mysteries that are sheer gift, that should be treasured as mysteries. For example, how does God's sovereignty fit with man's responsibility? I have no idea. And that's for my good. It challenges my faith, it increases my wonder and worship of God, and it gives me courage to live boldly in any circumstance, because I know that God is in complete control. And I also know that I am fully responsible for my actions. Those two things together, in their mysterious relationship that I can't understand, those two things together, they give me courage that each one on their own cannot. That is not a mystery to solve, but a mystery to cherish. I think even Jesus dealt with mystery. He said about His coming, "No one knows the day or the hour, not even the Son. Only the Father knows." And He didn't try to figure it out. This was a mystery that pertained to Him directly. It was hugely important, and yet he just dropped it. He left it to God to worry about. Since God had concealed it, it was best left concealed. Let it be. Knowing God has something in his care, and knowing that he is good, it gives us permission to be human. It allows us to rest in God and let him be God and find the joy that comes only from him through faith. And it gives us power to live extraordinary lives. Mystery is gold. Proverbs 25, verse 16. If you have found honey, eat only enough for you, lest you have your fill of it and vomit it. Rejoice when you find answers and taste the sweetness of mysteries revealed. But do not gorge yourself in the pursuit of man's reasoning. Honey can turn to acid. Gold can turn to coal if we're not careful. Thank God for the gift of mystery. If something in this episode struck you, you can always email me at chad@cornerstonebiblechurch.ca. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Chad. We'll talk to you soon.